By then, Bree was standing on the curb, talking to a young man with reddish hair, their conversation so intent that when Nora finally touched her arm, Bree turned, puzzled and unseeing, her expression utterly blank for a long instant before she recognized her sister.
"Nora?"
she said. She placed her hand on the red-haired man's chest, a gesture so sure and intimate that Nora's heart caught.
"It's my sister," Bree explained. "Nora, this is Mark."
He nodded without smiling and shook Nora's hand, assessing her. "They set the flag on fire," Nora said, conscious once again of her clothes, as out of place here as on the playground, for utterly different reasons. Mark's brown eyes narrowed slightly, and he shrugged.
"They fought in Vietnam," he said, "so I guess they had their reasons."
"Mark lost half his foot in Vietnam."
Nora found herself glancing down at Mark's boots, laced high up his ankles.
"The front half," he said, tapping his right foot. "The toes and then some."
"I see," Nora said, deeply embarrassed. "Look, Mark, can you give us a minute?"
Bree asked. He glanced at the stirring crowd.
"Not really. I'm the next speaker."
"It's okay. I'll be right back,"
she said, then took Nora's hand and pulled her a few yards away, ducking beneath a cluster of catalpa trees.
"What are you doing here?" she asked.
"I'm not sure," Nora said. "I had to stop, that's all, when I saw the crowd." Bree nodded, her silver earrings flashing.
"It's amazing, isn't it? There must be 5,000 people here. We were hoping for a few hundred. It's because of Kent State. It's the end."
"The end of what?" Nora wondered, leaves fluttering around her. Somewhere, Miss Throckmorton was calling to the students, and Pete Warren sat beneath the glossy travel posters writing tickets. Wasps swam lazily in the sunny air by her garage. Could the world end on such a day?
"Is that your boyfriend?" she asked. "The one you were telling me about?"
Bree nodded, smiling a private smile.
"Oh, look at you. You're in love." "I suppose so," Bree said softly, glancing at Mark. "I suppose I am."
"Well, I hope he's treating you well," Nora said, appalled to hear her mother's voice right down to the intonation. But Bree was too happy to do anything but laugh.
"He treats me fine," she said. "Hey, can I bring him this weekend to your party?"
"Sure," Nora said, though she wasn't sure at all.
"Great. Oh, Nora, did you get that job you wanted?"
The catalpa leaves moved like supple green hearts in the wind, and beyond them the crowd rippled and swayed.
"I don't know yet,"
Nora replied, thinking of the tasteful, colorful office. Suddenly her aspirations seemed so trivial.
"But how did the interview go?"
Bree pressed.
"Well, it went well. I'm just not sure I want the job anymore, that's all."